USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a continuing resolution that would fund the government through February 18th, sending the measure on to the Senate where a shutdown scare awaits. A group of conservative senators continues to threaten objections unless the Senate takes a simple majority vote on defunding President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate on U.S. businesses. If a single senator insists on maximum debate time, the federal government would shut down at least over the weekend. Speaking at the NIH, President Biden says the United States has greatly improved from where it was a year ago.
Last Christmas, fewer than 1% of American adults were fully vaccinated. This Christmas, that number will be 72%, including more than 86% of seniors.
The president laying out his COVID plans for the winter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
With cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 now in the United States, President Biden is at the National Institutes of Health to discuss his COVID-19 strategy for the winter. The president says he will continue to ship vaccines all around the world and increase restrictions for people coming into the United States.
We're going to accelerate our efforts to vaccinate the rest of the world and strengthen the international travel rules for people coming to the United States.
Leading oil producers say they will continue with plans to increase supply in January despite a recent plunge in global oil prices. The agreement was reached at a meeting of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and key allies, which include both Russia and Saudi Arabia. Analysts are expecting OPEC to pause the output increase of 400,000 barrels each day starting early next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Israel is home to the most expensive city in the world. A report in The Economist Intelligence says Tel Aviv has earned that title. It stood at fifth last year, but the most recent worldwide cost of living puts it in the top spot. Paris and Singapore were tied for second. New York is the most expensive place to live in the United States, but it only stands in the sixth spot compared to cities around the world. Los Angeles checks in at number nine. Hollywood is mourning the loss of an actor.
69-year-old actor Eddie Mecca, best known for his role as Carmine on the TV show Laverne and Shirley, has died. The death was reported by his brother. Eddie Mecca, in 2017, on film WNY.
I like TV because it's good money. But TV makes you lazy as an actor because you get 10 to 12 chances to get it right. And if you mess up, you say cut, you do it again, you go to your dressing room, I have a bagel or something, come back the next day. But when you're on Broadway, when you're on stage, you only got one shot. And then if you get through the whole play, you got to do it again tomorrow. You work 10 times as hard, but you get 10 times less pay, you know, so.
Mr. Mecca also had guest roles on Fantasy Island, The Love Boat, and later he was on the ABC hit Family Matters. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found by going to usaradio.com online or checking out Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.